This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday, the 11th of January. January, en français. That's what the French call January. February, March, air, April, air. That sounds like the name of a new kitchen appliance, doesn't it? Huh? Hello, it's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, all on hand to bring you up to date with what's going on and to tell you what we think. Because after all, as you know, what we think is the most important thing in the universe. Right, Victoria, whatever you're thinking, I want to hear.
Okay.
All right, so what's trending?
Well, the mom of the H&M model, the little boy who wore that sweatshirt that said coolest monkey in the jungle, the mom, apparently, her name is Terry Mango. She says that she was not upset by the ad, and she says basically that people need to get over it now. So that's kind of an interesting perspective for the mom to have. I don't know. I would have thought that the mom would have been a little more offended, but maybe she's upset her kid lost a modeling gig.
Yeah, well, does everybody have to be just because it's pretty? I watched a plane ride back to Los Angeles last night afforded me this time to watch a couple of television shows that I haven't seen before. And one of them, I'm actually curious as to why CBS doesn't put on its lineup something that was an offshoot of The Good Wife called A Good Fight. Christine Baranski and some of the crew that was in the old show, they're fabulous. And one of the things that has taken place as she has moved on is to become part of a black firm. And the racial overtones of what goes on are a very important part, a key to the show, as a matter of fact. It sometimes felt trite, but Delroy Lindo, who's a very good actor, is the leader of this firm, and it's sort of, he refers to her as their token white. And it bridges a lot of gaps in terms of the conversation that we're having here, people having to get over it. There's some traditional ways of looking at the black-white issue from the point of view of the producer of the program, but then there's sort of an enlightenment, and I think that's what this mother is saying. It's time for us to be enlightened. It's time to sort of give it up and relax a little bit, even though it does seem distasteful and kind of stupid, but it got H&M a lot of attention. And who knows what is in, you know, we can only speculate. We always, all these people that are on the radio and television, and they, what do you think about this? Because that's what we do here. I want to know from an educated point of view what you think. That doesn't mean we're always right, but it does give us a different perspective on things. So I hear what you're saying, Victoria, whether that's what everybody, maybe it is time to, not only in this case, but just in general, to kind of loosen up a little bit, lighten up, and let's keep moving.
Mm.
So,
well, the other trending story that's really bizarre, in my opinion, is in response to the Me Too movement, several French women have come forward basically bashing the movement. Catherine Deneuve, a famous French actress, and 99 other women in the French entertainment industry have signed a letter in opposition to the Me Too movement, saying essentially, and this is where... they're saying essentially that it's a slide to Puritanism and it prevents sexual freedom.
Well, that's this French. That's the French thinking. That doesn't surprise me. Does that surprise you?
Like a little butt slap every once in a while.
Right. Strong with a good feel.
It is odd. I saw that story yesterday and I thought
so
it was
weird.
Strange.
Uh-huh.
That it takes a letter to become an anti-movement when they could have just kind of continued on, but okay, right. A letter makes it.
Yeah,
seem
I
nice,
don't really get it. Within their own life, can't they have their own sexual freedom? Like, you know, they
without
can...
being harassed, or how is sexual freedom hindered in any way if you're standing up against assault?
That's a good question.
Because over there, it is an assault. With them, they don't feel like they're being assaulted. They feel like somebody's paying attention to them. It's a different point of view, a different thinking.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're also so used to just turning a blind eye to their husbands cheating constantly and having mistresses. Right. So I guess I'm super happy I don't live in France, because I would not fare well as a woman in France.
Then in Europe, France and Italy especially, that there is so much provocative stuff like this that it just becomes part of the way they live.
But that's still, what woman is really, truly happy that her husband has a mistress?
I think we don't understand that culture. I don't know, I don't have an answer for that, but I think there is a real
They may not care. They might have their own mistress.
They have their own thing going on. Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Yeah. All right, Jen, what do you have trending?
All right, two stories that are trending. One locally in California, the Southern California mudslides continue to be a big, big story. 17 people are dead. That death toll is continuing to tick upwards as the recovery efforts go on. Now, it was a sunny, beautiful day in Los Angeles, but the ground was still moving because as the runoff was moving towards the ocean, the ground reached saturation and there was still a lot of issues with the mud. It looks like about 100 homes were destroyed. There was an entire community, 300 people, that were trapped outside of Montecito, and President Oprah got a lot of attention as she posted a video on her property in Montecito of her kind of squishing around through the mud because they were using her house as a staging area to help rescue some of these other people that were trapped. So this is still becoming a really big story. I know in my area there are still a lot of road closures because of all of this mud, and people still in my area were evacuated as of yesterday because of gas leaks and because of all of the mess that was still out there. So hopefully today, day number two of sunshine, will bring more cleanup. But, boy, for the people in Montecito, there are still over 20 people missing that are unaccounted for in all of this. So hopefully that number, hopefully they'll be recovered and they'll be okay. And that
there's a city ordinance
will continue
against
to not
these,
tick up.
There's a city ordinance against these mudslides here in Santa Monica.
You have a city ordinance against mudslides?
No mudslides are allowed in Monica.
Good luck with that.
Did this happen just because of 2 days of rain?
Yes.
It happened because of the fires.
Wait, how did the fire... sorry, I don't understand how the fire affected that. I thought the fire would have just dried everything out.
When the fire burns, it burns away all the vegetation, which holds the land in place, basically, which holds the ground down. And without all of that vegetation, it's just a bunch of loose dirt, loose ash, loose soil. And when the ground gets too saturated, then the hillsides really just do crumble away. Oh. And it's always an issue in California, but when the burn areas, when you lose anything that's waiting, that's holding down that soil, it's a real problem. If you drive from the valley into like towards the ocean, if you use any of the canyon passageways, like Topanga Canyon is a famous one that people who don't live here might have heard of. They close those usually during the rain because the hillside's unstable and pieces of it will kind of crumble off and rocks. But when you have fire that takes away everything, it becomes a huge problem.
Yeah. Same.
God, California has been through so much.
Canyon up by Pepperdine, all those areas, very susceptible to that sort of thing. All right, let's slide back.
You want number two, though?
Yes, I do.
Number two on a trending item. Baseball agent Jason Wood is being investigated by the Players Union for allegedly filming numerous clients of his while they were using his shower, according to reports. Three sources say that Wood has been fired by his company, CSE, where he was president of baseball. There's a search to replace him underway, with the agency hoping to find someone to fulfill that role soon. Players have already fired, most of these players that were victimized have already fired the agency and have hired new representation. But I guess he was using a shower. One of the players was using a shower at Wood's home and found a camera in the shower while he was there. And that's how it alerted people to know what was going on.
Okay. That's maybe what he needs to do is get a hold of Spencer from Ballers, i.e. the character that The Rock plays, who is an agent, and straighten that stuff right out. I wanted to slide back, not to, no pun intended, to the business about what people, the relationships people have and how it's acceptable to do one thing with some people and not with others. Did you see that Uma Abedin, who is Hillary Clinton's aide, and her husband, who's in jail, Anthony Weiner, have withdrawn their divorce case?
Well, they're settling it privately.
Oh, no, they did it. You want to know what it is? It's so that they don't have to testify against each other, because this investigation, there are three investigations going on, and Uma downloaded, and it has come out now, downloaded a bunch of emails onto Anthony Weiner's laptop, and then she lied about it to investigators. I don't, maybe, they're trying to settle this out of divorce, out of court, to, for their kid's sake. I hope so.
That's what the lawyer said, yeah.
Well, of course, that's what the lawyer would say. But it sure smelled like, oh, maybe if somebody's going to have to testify, we don't have to bring in the spouse to testify against them.
If they want to get divorced ever, though, it still has to go to court in some degree.
Well, a judge has... No, you can settle privately, and a judge just signs off on it. Once you reach your settlement, and then it doesn't become public.
What in the world is going on? and the law, especially, and what it, people who understand the nuances of the law, it's really kind of amazing. It is. It's fabulously fascinating, frankly. Coming up to 18 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV show. I would like to talk with you, all of you, for a moment about your health and how you need both omega-3s and krill oil. Omega-3s are the best of the fish oils. And if you're wondering about the form, having a capsule that looks like there's some oil inside, you know, those plastic capsules, and you can see through them and you see the oil inside. Sometimes people swallow those big things and it feels like they're either breaking or there's a taste involved in it, or once you swallow it, it comes back up again. That's not any fun. There's a new solution so that everybody can be satisfied. Fish oil and krill oil together in Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products. I take it. The ladies take it. We all love it. It combines two things that are so important to your health and well-being. And this is something you got to have every single day. I was reading a couple of health magazines on the plane coming back here last night, how important it is for your heart, your circulatory system, all the things in your body, especially getting blood to your brain. As you age, you need to do more of that. And this is a fabulous way to do that. And then there's the whole business of your aching joints, your hip, your knees, your shoulders, your back, whatever it is that's aching, it's probably aching because it doesn't have enough there to cushion it. There's a lubricant that's basically what krill oil is for all of your joints. So put the two of them together. You get Krill Omega 50 Plus. It will work guaranteed or your money back. But the best thing about the first part of this is that you don't have to worry about getting your money back because you can get a bottle free to try it out and see if it doesn't do exactly what they say. 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493 to claim your free bottle of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's free. Pay shipping and handling. That's just a couple of bucks. And you're home free. Eight free. Literally free. 800-355-1493.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At DJV Show is the Twitter handle for the whole operation here. At Jennifer Horn is Jen Jen's connection. At On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. And then there's at Doug Steffen as well. Facebook.com/DJV Show. You want to communicate with us, that's the way to do it. Help yourself. A lot of things going on today. The world continues to go round and round, and that gives us a great opportunity to have some have that smile in our voices, just talking about people that we're thankful under the circumstances to not be. 21 after the hour in the DJV Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Amazing. I like that word. That's a great word, isn't it? Fleetwood Mac. And the members there, too, are being honored. Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, Little Big Town. The Man, Brandy Carlisle, Zach Brown Band, Alison Krauss, Jerry Douglas, all been added to the lineup to celebrate Music Cares Person of the Year, Fleetwood Mac. On the 26th of this month at Radio City Music Hall. It'll be a take for you, Victoria, in the city.
I don't know if I could get tickets for this, but I'd love to.
Yeah, it'd be neat. Those people added to previously announced performers, Lord, One Republic, Harry Styles, Keith Urban, and Haim. I don't know who Haim is. Is it related to Luck?
Three sisters who are in a band. Their last name is Haim.
Is it? Okay. Hmm. So when they're locked together, you could call them Luckheim.
Oh, boy.
President Clinton is going to present Fleetwood Mac their award, the band's big hits. Here's one of them. Don't Stop. We got Don't Stop there, right? Yeah, this is great. Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, why would President Clinton?
I think he used this on his campaign.
Yeah, he sure did. That's right.
He did.
I can see the balloons falling right now.
Yep. He can remember them, too, I'm sure. First band to be honored as Music Cares Person of the Year. Past honorees include the first band, not the individuals, because there have been a lot of people honored. Tony Bennett, Bono, Natalie Cole, Phil Collins, David Crosby, Neil Diamond, Bobby Dylan, Aretha, Billy Joel, Elton, Carole King, McCartney, Luciano Pavarotti was honored, Tom Petty, Bonnie Raitt, Lionel Richie, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Sting, Barbara Streisand, James Taylor. This is a good list of pretty good achievers, isn't it? Brian Wilson,
for sure.
Stevie Wonder, Neil Young. So the Grammy Awards on the 28th, been moving to New York this year for the first time in about 15 years. Music Cares is breaking tradition by taking place in a concert venue instead of in a ballroom or a big convention center. And so for the most important work here, the proceeds from the foundation offering health and human services and programs to members of the music community, emergency financial assistance, that sort of thing. They have the same thing, if I remember correctly, Jennifer, for actors out here, too, don't they? There's a home for actors.
Uh-huh,
and
sure
a home
is.
For musicians in there. But is the musician's home here, or is it New York? Anybody know?
I don't know about the musician's home. The actor's home is in Westlake Village, like Calabasas area, where the Kardashians live.
Yeah. Huh. They'll be living there soon, I'm sure. Sooner or later. All right, speaking of people who have been Some of you may remember Denise LaSalle, who is a very big R&B singer, probably better known as a songwriter, has passed away at the age of 78. Her hit, Trapped by a Thing Called Love, was number one about this time of the year in 1971. She died in Jackson, Tennessee, in a hospital. Those of you who are listening there, you probably have it in a local newspaper in a bigger headline. She has suffered from health issues recently. She had to have her right leg amputated, so she must have had diabetes. Fell down. That would be an indication of that, I think. Along with this song, Trapped by a Thing Called Love, she's also well known for a song called Now Run and Tell That. She had a string of successful singles in the 70s and the 80s. She came from Mississippi originally, founded the National Association for the Preservation of the Blues to bring attention to the soul, the blues style back in the 80s. That was a pretty appropriate move. And she was a 2011 inductee into the Blues Hall of Fame in Memphis. Her citation for that year notes her bold and bawdy stage act. Real name, Ora Denise Allen, came from a plantation in Mississippi. Imagine people, what a thought. She took LaSalle as her stage name after she moved to Chicago in her teens and started singing. So good for her career, and sad that she's gone. Denise LaSalle, 28 past the hour.
Oh, 17% isn't a whole lot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was talking with former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Guy Mezger. Guy told me an incredible perspective that I want to share with you. He said, I had an unbelievable 17-year professional career, but I plan to live to be 100. So, if you think about it, 17 years is only 17% of my life. So, the majority of my life needs to be defined by a whole lot more than that 17%. I loved what he said. And it's true for all of us. We are so much more than any small percentage of our lives. So, whatever you're going through, please know that it's only a percentage of your life. The rest and vast majority of your life is yours to create whatever you want. For psychological support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of NeuroCoffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. NeuroCoffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love NeuroCoffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Risk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At 34 at the hour, this is the DJV experience. It's Thursday, the 11th of January. Wow, as time flies along here, lots of things as usual for our focus. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll have some sports news in a moment. First, people in the news. Vice President Pence apparently is going to be, along with his wife, the leader in the delegation that goes to the Olympics in South Korea next month. During the trip, he's also going to go to Alaska. Yeah, that's close by.
Well, he's going to check on the nuclear equipment to make a little statement before he heads over to right. South Korea. Right.
Yeah, well,
because North Korea is sending a delegation, which was the big news from a couple days ago.
Really? Yeah. Well, they were talking about it anyway, right? That's the reason for them to get together and talk. The planes have to refuel in Alaska. That's one of the reasons to stop there as well. The office apparently said yesterday, Jennifer, there are two purposes, supporting the athletes and sending a message to the North Koreans. In past years, figures like the Secretary of State, John Kerry going, and Michelle Obama went, Laura Bush went, Hillary Clinton went. They went to lead the delegations to Olympics in various opening ceremonies. How do we pronounce it? It's Pyeongchang. Is that how you pronounce the
Pyeongchang.
Uh-huh. Say it again.
Sounds right. It's what you said, Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang,
right.
Pyeongchang.
Yeah, probably not with
Okay.
Well, actually, it is probably. It just sounds racist when Doug says it. That's all.
Right.
Well, it's probably because it sounds like he's making fun of it, but
correct.
Yeah. Not me. I wouldn't do that. February 9th to the 25th, so it gets over two weekends, right? It's on NBC as usual with all of their networks.
He's ready.
Carrying.
Yep.
Is it going to be live, or is it going to be Memorex?
I think it's going to be both, probably, right? Don't they do a lot of the stuff live, and then the important stuff they tape delay for prime time?
I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. Sure, why not?
Although I thought that there was a story about them doing something where they're live all the time because some of the other events didn't feel like they were getting the on-air time that they deserved or that it wasn't equal.
NBC offers all of their coverage on all of their networks, so any of the NBC affiliates, NBC Sports, will have a certain set of programs. So there might be one network that's dedicated to just the live as it happens action, and then maybe some of like the major channels like NBC, the network, might re-air certain things in the primetime section. Who knows? We'll see how that works.
We need to see that sport where everyone just sweeps.
I like that one. What is that called?
What is that called?
Sweeping.
Oh, no. Why did I just forget it? This is my dad's favorite sport.
Curling.
In the Olympics. Yes.
Curling.
He loved watching curling.
Why?
I don't know. It's super
boring.
It's
so weird.
As long as we're talking about sports, let's get to some of the sports news today. Victoria, yesterday we were talking about that Cincinnati situation. The youth basketball team made national news because of the jerseys that were being worn. So now one of the members of the school board there has resigned because his son was one of the people wearing the shirts. If you don't remember, Wet Dream Team was one of the shirts. Negro, K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W is another one. Coon, really classy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this father, Kerry McKiernan, he resigned. He gave a big speech to the school board. He said, I could have done more. I could have said more. So to whatever degree I can help the healing, I will. I'm resigning because it's the right thing to do. And, of course, his son, I think, was the captain of the team and may have had a part in actually choosing the names. So the Cincinnati Premier Youth.
Why is he resigning? What is that? So what? He's resigning from the school board. What does that do to fix the problem?
Exactly. I'm not really sure. The thing about all this, though, it's, of course, the names on the shirt, the way this happened, a parent from the opposing team took a picture of the jerseys, posted it on Facebook. It became a whole big viral thing. The parent said, even though this is a separate organization, meaning from school, they are our students, and we're not ignorant enough or naive enough to say we don't have a problem by obviously looking at these jerseys and the parents and the whole thing. So, but the thing that's really interesting, this was not the first game of the season. It was the fourth. No one said anything for the first three games. So people saw these jerseys
all that long?
Yes.
Really?
This was week number four. So it's obviously there is a problem there. So McKiernan apologized, said he said that no one on the team meant to hurt anyone, and he said he didn't want to get into the reasons that they chose the names on those jerseys or why he didn't say anything earlier, but he said he didn't want to make any excuses, so he resigned. And again, like you, Doug, I don't understand what that's supposed to do, but I guess they have to put the blame on someone.
I guess, but like parents have been washing these jerseys, I would think, between games. People have seen them. People have cheered for these people.
That would tell me that there's a big racial problem there.
I told you that's what Cincinnati's. That's one of the big things. One of the big calling cards in Cincinnati and St. Louis, and they're very quietly outside. If you go in there, I worked there for 2.5 years on a radio station, and it was like when I came to town, I've told you what happened, the first caller, what he said to me on the air. And it's just that they would rather keep everything to themselves. If they could build a wall around the city and keep everybody out, that's what they do, because that's the way they think. They don't like outsiders. They don't like outside thinking. It's a very interesting community in that respect. All right, so Jennifer, Ashley Wagner and the Olympics. What's happening?
Yeah, she's a skater, and she pretty much thought that she was going to make her second Olympic team following her performance at the U.S. Championships last week, but she was furious when she found out that judges scored scores left her in fourth, making her the first alternate for Pyeongchang. Now, after finding out that her artistic scores had been docked, Wagner vented to the media saying, quote, "As solid as I skated to get those scores, I'm furious and I think deservedly so," end quote. After facing a huge social media backlash for her comments, Ashley went on the Today Show and said, "What you see is what you get with me, and I pride myself on being honest and open. I think the only thing that I question is my scores compared to my scores in the past. I scored lower on the second mark in my short program than I did in a competition that I was injured at. Those are the things that I'm confused about. But the technical side, I think, was totally fair. I ended up where I ended up," end quote. She also noted that she had been put in an extremely difficult spot as she was talking on camera moments after realizing she wouldn't be going to the Olympics. She's a little bit upset about that. She said, "Immediately after I found out about the Olympic dreams, that my Olympic dreams had come to an end, I think that I was just heartbroken. I mean, devastated. This is something that apparently she had worked 22 years for and something she felt so proud about and lost out." And I can see that. If you are frustrated in the moment and to have a camera right in your face, you might say something that maybe later on you're going to get tackled for. It's a big deal for these people who work and train and do nothing but that for years and years and years of their life. To not make it is a big deal.
State of technology, state of the world. There are cameras everywhere, microphones everywhere. Even if you're a kid, it's a sad reality because you can't be yourself. Or whether you're a Jerkelberger or whether you're not a Jerkelberger, or you have things that go through your mind. All I was thinking of as I read through that was, where's Tanya Harding?
At the Golden Globes.
Right. Yeah. Hooray.
She says she thinks she deserves an apology, you know, Tanya Harding. She said she knows nothing about this attack. It was all Jeff Galluli, her boyfriend, and that she deserves an apology because she came a pariah for so long.
You know, there's something to that.
But why is Tanya Harding a hero right now? It's just
because
weird.
Of the movie.
It's a weird turn.
There's a 2-hour special. Is that airing tonight? There's a 2-hour.
It airs tonight.
Special that airs about her and her life and what she went through and what's it all about now. And it's
interesting, though, to see the skating community's response, because I know at least Johnny Weir came out and he was like, yeah, the skating community is never going to forgive her for what she did, even if actors...
Even if she didn't do it?
I just don't think that they really believe that. I mean, she was involved to some degree, and then Nancy Kerrigan afterwards... After she recovered, had to skate on the same team as Tanya Harding. I don't know that Nancy Kerrigan ever got a real apology from that. Even, you know, even if you didn't know about it and weren't involved, if your ex-husband or your husband went and bashed someone else's knee, wouldn't you feel a little bit bad about that and try and make amends for it? So
that's exactly it. What was his motivation? Obviously, he was in on it to make money.
He wasn't smart enough to have one.
So I don't understand how she's been saying all these years that she didn't know what her ex-husband was going to do, why would he do it? He had no motivation other than.
Have you
to
seen
make
the
money.
Movie yet? Have you seen
no.
the movie? Go see the
no.
movie.
I haven't. I imagine that there is. I imagine that there is. It's true that there is more to the story than what you know normal people think. But I do think it's a little funny that she was at the Golden Globes and she's like a celebrity now, and everyone is like, she's my queen.
And Allison Janney, and I love Allison Janney, and apparently she's probably on the way to winning an Oscar for the role of her mother, but on the stage saying, this is a story about class in America, no, this is a crime. Right? Like, this woman helped orchestrate.
There are a lot of poor people who suffer through that do not go and use a wrench on somebody's, competitor's knee socket.
That's where she kind of lost the plot to me, Allison Janney, on that
All right,
one.
Let's see if we can follow.
It's typical.
Yeah,
it's typical of somebody who writes a book about themselves. Hollywood sees a compelling story, and then all of a sudden that person is somehow totally forgiven, I guess, in the community, or at least sympathized with.
You want to follow my transition here? See if you get this.
I'll certainly try.
ICE agents.
Did you put ice on someone's knee?
No. They raided a bunch of 7-Eleven stores yesterday.
That I know.
Immigration agents filed into a 7-Eleven store yesterday morning early, waiting for people to go through the checkout line, and then told arriving customers and a driver delivering beer to wait outside because there was a federal inspection going on. And then a few minutes later, they verified the cashier had a valid green card, served notice on the owner to produce hiring records in 3 days, of the other people who were there. This was in Koreatown, Jennifer, at 100. There are 107-11 stores in Koreatown?
No, 17 states.
No, this was...
Oh, all across the country.
This was all across the country. One of them happened to be in Koreatown. Mm-hmm. Apparently, 7-Elevens are kind of a breeding ground for this kind of thing.
That's a surprise.
I know, and that a lot... I mean, aside from the obvious jokes, I didn't realize that this was a thing, but I guess a lot of 7-Eleven owners will have, like, one employee on record, and that'll be the one with the green card.
Right.
And then everybody else will have a shift that they pull, and they're not quite legal, and it's all kind of under the table. I had no idea about that. But apparently the ICE agents did. Because they went and checked out some 7-Elevens for more than lottery tickets and Slurpees.
I wonder how Dunkin' Donuts is going to fare in all this.
Well, do they have McDonald's? Any of these fast food?
Well, McDonald's, I would actually say, probably wouldn't have as much.
Yeah, I think it's on the up and up.
But, like, all the Dunkin' Donuts that are in my neighborhood when I'm near my parents, at least, they all seem like they're family-owned by Indians. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious if they also have some sort of, if that's all on the up-and-up, or if they also, like 7-Eleven, have some sort of a underground donut railroad or something.
It's interesting because when I think of the 7-Elevens in the area around me, I don't really think of the people working there as the ones being the issue. It's the ones around me, there's a ton of people who just hang out there because they're all waiting for, like,
day laborers.
Yeah, day laborers, mm-hmm. and they're all waiting to be picked up by someone. And, you know, I have trouble going to them because there's just, like, 30 guys waiting outside of them every morning and afternoon.
Yeah,
it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, look around in Los Angeles. You think it's bad there? Woof.
They're outside of Macy's. You're just waiting.
All right, go to the Ross.
My dad used to always have it because there was Home Depot is the big one for us. Home Depot and Lowe's, there'll always be a lot of people waiting for day labor there.
Is that legal?
No.
But Victoria, you just hit the nail on the head. Everybody knows there isn't one legal. There may be 40, 50 guys outside of the Home Depot every single morning with trucks waiting to
if
be.
If you really wanted to go after
you
people,
you could clean the place out because there isn't one of them that's got a card. There isn't one of them that's here legally. What a bunch of phonies.
I love the fact that at least these are people that are looking for work. My dad always made the joke that when we would go to Cabo, when Cabo was starting to really develop, they put in a Home Depot and a Lowe's. And my dad said, I'm going to go wait out here for work. It's a little switch of roles.
That's it.
No?
Okay.
Whatever.
So, Jennifer, can we just spend a second on the information released by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday showing the number of immigrants that went down and apparently now it's going back up again. There were 1,000 people a day, according to the info, since the first of the month that have been stopped, according to the numbers. And so at first, at least if you believe what was being said, the Trump effect was to keep the numbers down, and now apparently the numbers
are
going back.
The Trump effect was amazing. Just having rhetoric, I think, because someone with tough rhetoric made the numbers go down without having to build one tiny bit of the wall. But I think that what's happening now is prototypes for the wall are going up at the border. Trump has made it a priority. We saw, 2 days ago, there was that bipartisan meeting in Washington where he brought in Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. And the idea is that they're going to build a wall as they settle something for the dreamers that are here in this country, if the plans go according to how at least Republicans want to see them go. And that word about the wall becoming a reality is more serious. I think that's causing the influx over the border.
0.3% of federal spending will be spent on the wall if it gets built. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. Doug and Victoria now to go through some of the things that are high-techy. As a matter of fact, we have, well, the stuff from Kodak looks very interesting, and so does the Pizza Hut info. But before we get to that, let's get to Holland Cook and his daily report from the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas.
BMW, Ford, GM, Nissan, VW, and Volvo say their robo-cars will be on the road in 3 years. Tesla's even sooner, but you won't be able to buy one until around 2025, and it won't be cheap. The first autonomous vehicles we'll see will be taxis operated by Uber and Lyft, and this technology will be huge for the trucking industry, which will platoon with a driver at the wheel in the lead, followed by unmanned companion trucks. If you're driving a new car, you can already take your hands off the wheel when you parallel park. Sensors guide that process, and in the future can make robo-driving safer as cars talk to each other. Based on what Santa recently left under the tree, you may be barking at Alexa to turn up the heat or to turn lights and appliances on or off. The Essence Company specializes in IoT for senior care and home safety. Their new Care at Home product monitors seniors 24/7 and learns their routines, sending alerts to relatives or caregivers when things change. In the Touchpoint Solution booth, we are being offered live brain scans and blood pressure monitoring to demonstrate how their wearables relieve stress. And technology can help couples who postpone starting a family and are struggling with fertility. Wearable bracelets and other sensors help pinpoint when to. At the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's get at a couple of these things, including a focus not only on technology, but the stock market yesterday. If you owned Kodak stock, wow, did you have a great day yesterday? Why don't you explain how that works, Victoria?
Well, Kodak announced that they have their own cryptocurrency, which is the broader term for Bitcoin, as we all sort of know it now. And they launched it. It's called Kodak Coin, and it's exclusively for photographers. And as soon as the news was announced, Kodak stock jumped 60%. And, Doug, you had said off the air, that's a great time to own Kodak right. stock. No one has said that since the 70s and Polaroids. Yeah. Kodak, actually, interestingly enough, about... maybe 4 years ago, Kodak made a big push to come back into the mainstream. They hired Lady Gaga as their creative director, and as Polaroid cameras became really popular again a few years ago, Kodak actually saw a little bit of a bump, but then other people started making Polaroid instant cameras again and under different names and things like that, so it kind of drooped. But now with Kodak Coin, they say that this platform will create a digital ledger of rights ownerships that photographers can use to register and license their new and old work. Apparently, in the photography world, this has been a really big issue, and so Kodak feels that they have solved this issue with their own cryptocurrency. Photographers can, right now it's exclusive to photographers, they're the only ones who can use these tokens to buy and sell things, but it'll be really interesting. I think the bigger picture here is that other companies are going to start launching their own cryptocurrencies in whatever niche market they're in as well. And so Kodak Coin's initial coin offering opens on January 31st and under SEC guidelines as a security token, and it'll be open to U.S., U.K., Canadian, and other investors. So right. I do think that you'll start to see other companies doing this as well.
How about Pizza Hut gets their own currency? What do you think?
You know, I would love to buy and sell things in pizza. That's my favorite food, so I would be very happy with that. But Pizza Hut has unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, they unveiled a new autonomous concept vehicle called the ePallet. And it's what they're doing is they're basically taking away delivery drivers. And this will be their new high-tech way of getting pizza to your home. And they're going to test it out at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo.
So they're going to deliver pizzas in, how does it get from the car to the house?
Well, you walk out to the car, you type in your four-digit code, and then it gives you your food order.
There you go.
Yeah.
High-tech underscored. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.